Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about, do webinars still work for marketing? What do you think, Tim?
Absolutely. Basically, you're providing value, typically for free. And so whenever you're doing that, it's always going to be beneficial for you long term for your business.
Tim's slight delay, I think he looked over at our spreadsheet and he saw where I wrote down, hell yes, with an exclamation point. And I couldn't agree more. I think that webinars definitely work. They work really well, and they probably work in a different way than you're even thinking about how they can benefit you. So obviously, you've got the free content that you're putting out. And this doesn't matter if you are in the product business like Tim and I are, or if you're doing client services as well. If you're showing people how to achieve and do things, you can do this through a webinar, to help small businesses, for example, succeed in their own marketing and stuff. So it doesn't have to be about how to teach them how to build websites, but you can bring some of those services that you may offer in your client services business, i.e. social media marketing, content marketing, inbound marketing, anything like that, paid ads, you can share that knowledge with small business owners and get them in as well. And they may end up hiring you and stuff. But what you may not be thinking about is the retargeting aspects that you get to use from these webinars. You're typically grabbing an email address. If you have a Facebook pixel, if you're doing it live on YouTube or Facebook, you can recreate audiences to start retargeting and marketing to them. So
yeah, definitely. And there's also indirect benefits too with, maybe clients that are coming to your site. They might not have any desire to hop on your webinar, but if they see that you are doing webinars, it shows that you're an expert and that, you have credibility and people trust you. And so kind of indirectly, it's going to help them trust you as well. We mentioned that before a lot with blogging, how it can, establish you as an expert. People want to hire experts. And so webinars is just another format, another medium to kind of establish yourself as that expert.
Absolutely. So in essence, to summarize, we believe webinars still work really well. They're a great way to get user acquisition, to get viewers to your website, to get eyeballs on your products and or services. So I think that's it. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. It is going to be how to increase blog post views with browser notifications. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.